It's The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds. Twyla Tharp is one of those artists that people identify by a single name, Twyla. She's been a mainstay of contemporary dance for more than 50 years, and she's also one of those artists who has managed to transcend genres and boundaries, merging modern sensibilities with classical ballet, Broadway savvy, and an astonishing work ethic. This past year, Twyla has been an artist in residence at the Pacific Northwest Ballet, and tonight the company performs three of her dances. One of them is a world premiere. It's called Waiting at the Station, with sets and costumes by Santo Locasto and music and by blues and R&B legend Alan Toussaint. The dance is a story of a dying man and his son and the love lives of the people waiting for a train. The Record's Marcy Silman went to a recent rehearsal and then sat down with Twyla to talk about her work. Marcy wanted to know how she chose to collaborate with Alan Toussaint.
One of the very earliest pieces of music I used was How Long Blues, which is Jimmy Yancey, and it's left hand. And by left hand, I mean a sort of ground line that I attach back to Joplin and that lineage. And it goes throughout my work from sort of chronologically from Yancey, Willie Smith, Fats Waller, Albert Ammons, Pete Johnson, these guys who are all alleged legendary, mostly Midwest guys. And Tucson is directly from Professor Longhair, who is also part of this tradition in the South. And so when I started talking to him about doing this, it was a lot of conversation about, well, which Tucson do you want? Because he's had a lot of range, obviously, and he's been working quite a long time. And he has a lot of capacity. I mean, obviously, he's produced records, orchestrated as well as performing solo and composing. And I said I wanted the blue. I wanted the blue left-hand guy. So we sorted through that and basically eliminated the 80s, eliminated the 70s, and sort of got back to the 40s and the 30s. And then he knew where we were at, and we located it in New Orleans, and off we go.
How much of this narrative that I saw today was in your mind as you and he were discussing music? Where does that come in that collaborative process?
First thing was to get the score, and to get the score so that it paced sensibly. The narrative was sort of evolving in my mind in tandem, but I never mentioned the narrative sources to Alan. He and I discussed simply Mardi Gras and the phases of Mardi Gras, the Indians, the night before, the carryings on, and so he stayed within the tradition he knew, and I fed through Tolstoy and De Sica. I didn't trouble him with those things.
Tell me about the Tolstoy influence, because I can see, I saw a Jazz Funeral, New Orleans Funeral, I could see all that.
The more immediate influence was Tolstoy, and Tolstoy at the end of his life, the Tolstoy who, after War and Peace, became basically a mystic and divested himself of all of his holdings and essentially wanted to go off and die quietly into the woods, but his family wanted to keep the estates and so forth and didn't want him sneaking off.
As I watch this dance, I don't see that, but I do see a man who... James Morris character, I should say his last name, so everyone knows who the heck I'm talking about, as the animator, as the person who puts into motion. So maybe he's spiritual, but he's also the creator, the puppet master, the man who controls fate, the man who's watching things swirl around him. So he's the fulcrum.
He is. It also comes from another source, which is the De Sica Miracle in Milan. Do you know this movie?
I do not, I confess.
It's a great movie. It was done, I think it was the one right after Bicycle Thief. There may be one in between. But in any case, essentially what it is a parody of the New Testament. And it's fabulous. The Jesus character is very innocent, naive, charming, tries to save the world, does good deeds, and leads off a new colony. The period of the design comes from the De Sica.
When you work outside the center of dance, so-called, New York, does that allow you more freedom, or is it that these particular dancers are now somewhat known to you and you have a sense of their capabilities as a creator?
Yeah, every company is different. And having worked here before, I, in particular, knew Carrie, Keon, Jonathan, those three. The ensemble is essentially new. The ensemble is basically the kids, and I think they're terrific. So I used them sort of as a generation together, which was wonderful to have, and because they're very talented and very spirited and imaginative, they're willing to do things, and they can surprise you.
There's also the generation pairing with James Moore's character. Price Sudarth plays, I don't know, the mentee, the person who is going to be the receptacle of James's knowledge.
In the program, I have capitulated. There will be a few words. The words will be father, son, quartet, ensemble, three fates. There will be one sentence, being the story of a man's last fare thee well.
This dance is joyful. The energy of that joy is almost unable to be contained in that room. It's the pace of the movements that you've created, but it's also what the dancers appear to be projecting.
But there's a fare thee well is not necessarily a sad moment. It need not be a sad moment. In fact, I think that, frankly, the triumphant deaths are not a sad moment.
All of your dance has wonderful movement. This one is almost unrelenting in its pace. There's one sort of quiet death scene, quiet-ish, very beautiful death scene. But other than that, the pace of the movement matches the music, but it's also picking up the audience with it. I mean, you're demanding a lot of the dancers.
Well, that's one of my purposes. One of my reasons to work is to make dancing something other than what it was when I started on the piece, if it's a good piece, and to give the dancers an opportunity to work on their own techniques and to work on their range and to be demanding of what they already can accomplish, because they can, as I said before, surprise us all, including themselves. They do genuinely enjoy doing it. Can't fake that. Bodies don't fake loving movement. They can try, but they're not successful.
That's choreographer Twyla Tharp speaking with the Record's Marcy Silman. Pacific Northwest Ballet presents three of Twyla Tharp's dances starting tonight at McCall Hall and includes the world premiere of Waiting at the Station. Here is Alan Toussaint, his music, Waiting at the Station.
I thought I heard train whistle blow.